Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ramble.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I take gift giving during the holidays very seriously. If you've ever watched my Vlogmas before, you know that. But when I know what to get someone, I know what to get someone. But when I don't, I have the hardest time. And honestly, I feel like Mrs. Fields is just a no-brainer when it comes to gift giving this holiday season.
So this is always something that happens every single year. I actually offered to take over for stockings because my mom always struggles with it so much. She overthinks it. She'll put in like cute little like random things like silly putty or like little things. And like, like Ashley and I are older and I just feel bad because I feel like she wastes her money on things that we're not going to use.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I don't want her to waste her money. But I feel like something like Mrs. Fields is something that I would rather have that than a whole bunch of little stuff that I don't use. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So low key, I'm going to use Mrs. Fields for my stocking stuffers.
Ooh, can't wait to see that.
Oh my God. But yeah, I think this is a great gift because who doesn't love desserts? Who doesn't love chocolate? Like, it's amazing.
Oh my God. They sent us a tin and there was this like toffee fudge brownie. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Diet went out the window that day. Right now, you can get 20% off your order when you go to MrsFields.com and enter promo code BASIC.
That's 20% off any gift at MrsFields.com, promo code BASIC.
MrsFields.com, promo code BASIC.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty Basic. Today is an exciting episode.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun.
Are you excited? You look nervous.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
The Kleenex are right behind you.
You know, already. I already eyed those and I feel like I've been in my feels today anyway. So I was like, you know what? Maybe this is a better.
Oh,
maybe this is good. You
this
know?
Is going to be a good episode then.
Yeah.
So in case you guys missed it, recently we did an episode on here where Alicia interviewed me about my weight loss and my journey and all that and the other.
I love that episode.
I do too. I feel like consecutively as the weeks go on, I just like every episode more and more.
I literally keep saying on Twitter, this is my favorite episode. This is my favorite episode.
Like, with every dance
week.
Video. And I'm like,
yes.
Shoot, I just gotta keep topping myself
I
every
know.
Time. Well, so she interviewed me and now it is my turn to interview her.
Hence the dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
I'm like, is this how you felt?
I was so nervous.
I'm nervous.
I
don't know why.
Profusely.
I talk about this all the time.
I know, but it's different.
It is different because it's you.
It's me.
Like, I've done so many articles and interviews and so much stuff around my break and being burnt out and taking a break. But it feels so different because it's you and you know the other side that the interviewers like never
That's
know.
So true. I've been, you guys. Well, first of all, we're talking about Alicia's burnout and everything like that. We feel like we should probably
show. Oh, yeah. We should tell
Sorry.
You what we're actually going to talk about.
A little chatty today.
But they clicked it. They saw the title.
Yeah, they know it. A little backstory behind this is that I got really close. We started getting really, really close sort of at the beginning, right when you started like having ideas about the break, I think.
Oh, yeah. Also, we've realized our friendiversary is December 3rd.
Yes. I love that.
But yeah, that's, I would say, actually, my burnout really started after last year's Vlogmas, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was a little tipping point.
All right. And then May, we got really, really, really close.
So yeah,
I could see that. Yeah, it started like developing. Well, I have some questions prepared today that we're going to ask her. And yeah, everybody get your tissues out. We're going to go for it.
I cry at anything. So that's probably, you know what? I probably won't cry. We're good. We'll see about that. Should we bet?
Yeah, that's like a bet.
Okay, you owe me Alfred coffee if I don't cry. Oh,
okay.
We're betting.
Okay. What do I owe you?
And then if I
Oh, then I just have to buy it? I don't know.
We'll figure it out later. We'll make the bet.
But okay, first question I have for you. Just a little backstory for everybody. How did you get into YouTube?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's so funny because I've done so many interviews like this and I forget what most people know and what, you know what I mean?
Like me with my weight loss, yeah. Every video, I'm like, have I said this before? Have I said it to a friend? Have I said it to YouTube? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go through everything. Some of you may have heard it before, but I actually started my YouTube channel in 2008 is when I actually made my YouTube account.
That's a decade.
Yeah. That's 10 years. Insane. Yeah. So, which actually goes into play also later, which we'll come back to. But I started in high school just for fun. Actually, I think I was a freshman in high school then. And I just liked watching YouTube videos, but I even watched YouTube for a year before that. I was using my friend's account. So I've watched it for so long. I found the beauty community. I started uploading makeup videos and it was just such a hobby. So when people say, how long have you been doing YouTube? That's one of the number one questions I get when I meet people. I'm like hesitant to say 10 years because yeah, I made it 10 years ago and my channel grew so slow.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that. I never just took off overnight. It took probably 3 or 4 years for my channel to actually take off. So, I mean, they were like bad quality videos, but I definitely started around 10 years ago. But it started taking off, like I said, at 3 or 4 years. And that's around the time when I kind of came to this crossroad of like, okay, do I want to do YouTube full time? I'm kind of at this point where I think I had like 300,000 subscribers at this point. And I was like, that's the point.
Yeah. When everyone's like, ooh, this could be a thing, but I don't know.
Yeah. Because I think around that time is when you start getting more consistent and you're getting like some brand deals.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's around the time when I decided to go online for school to finish. And I just dedicated everything to YouTube. So my schedule then was pretty much just YouTube.
That's really cool though that you still did school simultaneously.
Because we dropped out soon after that.
I mean, no, same here. As soon as I got even slightly overwhelmed, I was like, I can't handle all of this. It that's the thing is people don't realize how much work YouTube actually is. So I understand it, but that's crazy. What do you think led to the burnout?
Okay, so there's so many different factors. And so like I said, Vlogmas was kind of a tipping point. I remember last year, I always try to outdo myself with everything. So I not only did Vlogmas day 1 through 25, I was like, plot twist, your girl's vlogging all of December.
Oh my God.
So it's only like 6 more days.
No, like no, that's another week and I get it.
It was a lot. So I think in that sense, I was so just overwhelmed and I wasn't around this time. This is what's crazy. Looking back at my channel last year, I did a lot of comedy, which I love comedy. I loved all of the stuff I was uploading last year, but I didn't realize how much I was only uploading stuff for views.
Mm.
And it took me until my views started going down for me to realize I wasn't even proud of the content I was putting up. I had fully convinced myself that I loved doing a whole bunch of like crazy pranks and the weird food combos, which like I did enjoy that and I did like that. But when I think of me and my brand and Alicia Marie and what I really would want it to be, it was a lot less that.
Yeah.
So I looked back. So around this time last year, I would say is when views started to kind of slow down. I think last summer I was getting on average between 2 and 6 million per video.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And a lot's changed in the YouTube community. Some people blame the algorithm. Some people blame just the things
people
changing.
Not watching, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different stuff. So overall, a lot of people's like average views have come down. But around that time, I remember sitting back and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't even like what I'm uploading. So after Vlogmas, I remember I told myself, I'm going to take a week break because I deserve a week. I saw that Aspen and Parker took a week. They always take a week off after Vlogmas.
Yeah.
And I have never taken a purposeful break before on my channel after doing it 10 years. So I remember thinking, oh, I should take a week. I'm going to take a week. And what's so funny is within YouTube, taking 1 week off honestly isn't a break at all because you're still planning for the next week's video.
Yeah.
Like you're planning for the next one. So I remember my week.
When you consistently upload so often, it's become a routine for you. When you take a week off, it's this big thing. Or I've taken like 2 week breaks and then I come back with a where I've been video. And people are like, no one even noticed you were gone. I knew I was gone.
Yeah. That's so taking a purposeful break is so different. Even days when
I'm vlogging and let's say I start vlogging and then halfway through the day I stop. In my head, I was still constantly thinking of a vlog.
Oh my God, me today.
Oh my God, I hate that. I hate it so much. And it's so much better when from the beginning of the day, you think to yourself, I'm not going to vlog today, because mm-hmm. you can actually enjoy the day. And what goes in your mind for a vlog, just one vlog channel, and keep in mind, a lot of us have two channels, okay? When I vlog, my thought process, me for Vlogmas, is, okay, what was the last clip I got? I constantly, you can ask me at any time of the day what my vlog is, and I know. I'm like, well, first I did this, and then I went there. Like, yeah. It's a movie in my head, yeah. I'm making it, because I feel like in order for a vlog to do well, you have to be aware of your content. You know
what I
mean?
Someone once told me, my friend was editing for another YouTuber at one point, and he was like, oh, this is how the story goes. This is the storyline. And I was like, it's a daily vlog. And he was like, no, it's a story. I was like, it kind of is. And they're like, when people abruptly end and things, I get frustrated with YouTubers. You still actively try, but sometimes I'm like, what?
It's just like,
why did that
clip,
end there?
Clip.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
So I also think what makes vlogs funny is when there's a conversation over the course of 10 minutes. Mm. And someone's like going to Target, they're in Target, they're like, yeah, I also need that. And like, it just is like kind of going back and forth and it's all crazy. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be thinking about it constantly on top of your thumbnail and the title, and then thinking about the next day. And then you film all day, you go home, you edit it for 2 hours, and then you go to bed, you sleep, you upload it, and then you start all over again. Mm-hmm. So that's Vlogmas. So it's like, it's a lot.
It's a full-time job, as much as people want to think it's not.
It's a full-time job just to edit Vlogmas. Oh,
I have friends that are full-time editors.
Yeah, it's great. So, I mean, and I'm not complaining. It's just, I love Vlogmas so much. I was editing my intro today.
She stressed me out yesterday. We were having a great, dandy time just chilling out in the pool in Palm Springs. All of a sudden, she looks at me and she goes, just so you know, Vlogmas starts in 5 days. I was like, I don't want to hear this right now.
I'm sorry.
Let me just chill, please. But, okay, so Vlogmas was kind of like the tipping point. I always say everybody has a breaking point for everything. And I think that your Vlogmas was your breaking point, but leading up to that.
I think that was the first dent that like crashed the iceberg kind of thing. You know what I mean? That was the first little
little thing.
Yeah.
The Vlogmas was?
Of me realizing, at least. See, that's the thing. I think I know I can be like this. I literally don't let myself think about things. I don't know.
I feel like you overthink everything.
No,
what are you talking about?
No. Yeah. That's so true. I don't know. I just fully convinced myself.
I want to know. So like in my head, from what I'm learning right now, is that Vlogmas, you were like, oh my God, okay, I'm burnt out, I can't do this anymore. But like, was it like December 1st of 2017 to December 25th? Was that the whole span of it, or like leading up to like everything before?
It was like November to December.
Wow, it went that fast.
That's when I noticed my views were going low, and I would be so upset.
Yeah.
Like if a video didn't do well, I would be so upset.
I put a lot of validation on views and things like that too.
I luckily have gotten better.
Mm-hmm. But you have gone. She's made strides, everybody. It's a beautiful thing. I'm so proud. So I'm sure we all know that the holidays are the busiest time of the year, especially at the post office. Have you been to the post office right now?
I hate when the line is out the door.
It's stupid, honestly. So that's why we use stamps.com. It saves us so much time during this hectic holiday season. If you guys don't know what stamps.com is, basically they bring all the services of the U.S. post office right to your desktop.
Guys, big moment. I shipped out my very first Christmas present this year.
You're ahead of it.
I'm trying really hard to be ahead. And I actually did use stamps.com. I'm not just saying that. Honestly, I use stamps.com because it's just so much easier. I hate having to wait in lines. It's so convenient. And it's just so much easier. And right now, you too can enjoy the stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments.
Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in basic.
That's stamps.com, enter basic.
So that's what led to it. At what point did you decide to take a break?
Oh, well, so in January, it was a new year. I thrive off of fresh starts. So I was thinking I'm going to have an all new channel, rebrand everything, new content ideas, slightly older, because that was my thing. I was thinking, I was like, do I look so young in my content? And then I tried that. And then every week I was just so focusing on, okay, well, did people like that? Well, the views still didn't come back. So why are my views still low?
Gosh.
And then I would change. I remember doing this, like, there were so many videos where it was obvious that I was trying to figure out a new Alicia Marie.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe it's this thumbnail and this text, and maybe my style is like this, maybe it's more vloggy, less like beauty guru. And that went on for a few months, and I noticed around this time, so this was the thing, I I think in order to truly like grasp and understand, you know, I feel like a lot of people listening are probably like, oh, like it doesn't seem that hard. Like it's not that hard. Like, oh, take a break. Just take a break. Why not? Like, girl, take a break. YouTubers who've done this for so long, when you've built something for 10 years,
it's an empire. When you've built an empire,
there's no security in it. And as amazing as it is to be able to buy a Tesla or a Lamborghini or a house or whatever, literally in a week,
it could be
everything
gone.
Could change.
Yeah.
Literally, I could get a lawsuit tomorrow and I could have to move out of my house.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many little things that you're just like, there's absolutely no security in what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so hard, because the stress from that is so overbearing that people don't realize that.
It affects your every life, everyday life, every decision you make.
Literally every decision.
Yeah.
So also around that time I bought my house, which I think added a little bit of stress, because that was me thinking long term. I was thinking, okay, I have nothing tangible that's long term other than views, because that's all I let myself.
Wow.
Like a lot of people have a line, have a book, have acting, a resume, you know, like a lot of people have, a lot of people have used it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
And at that point I was still just in my YouTube column, which is totally fine. But having no security, it's so smart. Also, speaking to other YouTubers listening, it is so smart to branch yourself out. So if a platform is gone, you're okay. And that's something that this year I've really had to realize, of like, even us doing this podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like little things like this is like, it's so good to not just devote yourself to one platform, even though I love YouTube and I'll always like, it's always like my number one, because that's where I started.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, like, and then also thinking of a normal 9-to-5 job, when you clock out, I used to work at a pita store, okay? Like when it was 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time I had to go home, I was done. I would take off my hat, throw in my name badge and be like, okay, see you tomorrow. And I wouldn't even think about work.
Yeah.
Until I had to go back. Where this job, and it works for also anyone who's a freelancer, or like works from home too, you feel this need to always be ahead and not stop working.
I've been doing YouTube now for 6 years, really like 4 as a full-time job, and I just got my own office, and the amount of hate comments I've been getting from people telling me that it's a waste of money and I'm just throwing money down the drain. And like, I do understand that it would have been smarter for me to invest in a home and, you know, just have people, you know, my employees working out of my house, but I don't want that. I think for long enough, I've worked hard enough to be able to afford my own office separate from my house. And I hate now waking up in my office. I hate waking up and going out my living room and my employees are in my living room.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. And I think that you really do need to establish the two as separate things.
So that's why when Ashley and I moved, I really wanted room to have an office. So I could have a room dedicated to where I didn't have to sit, edit, sleep all on my bed, even eat my lunch on my bed. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just such a small space that I wanted to be able to separate it mentally, and that helped a lot. And it did really help a lot. But I think the no security thing is what really caught up to me, of realizing, oh my gosh, this could all be gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, even for people who live in families where like they're really financially carrying a whole family, you know what I mean? Like that's so much pressure. And like, I think there's so much to this whole conversation, and I haven't honestly never talked this much about it. This was always in the back of my head, and I haven't talked about this too much, but at that time I had never seen anyone on YouTube take a break and it not hurt them.
Yeah.
No one. Literally, there's so many people who, and there's different factors for everyone. Everyone has a different story. But from a viewer standpoint, someone doesn't upload for a month. They come back and say, I'm sorry, I've just been busy. They're gone another month. And then the next thing they know, like, their channel's done. Like, they've burned it to the ground. And then they try to make a comeback later, being like, oh, now I want to do YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then they're done. Like, people don't care anymore.
People move on so quickly, and they like
so fast.
Your biggest fans will turn on you the quickest.
Oh, like, so in the back of my head, I had my family for the longest time saying, oh, you need to take a break. Have one day off a week that you're not working. And I was like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I was like, no, I should. But I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, you can't stop, because if I don't upload this week and that turns into 2 weeks, the next thing I know, me coming back, like, people won't care.
Yeah.
So that has been in a lot of YouTubers' heads for so long, because no one had, like, I'm not going to list specific people, but there's been plenty of friends and other people that I've just seen and watched. And I always feel so bad for them because they seem so frustrated. Like, what happened? I tried. And so it just, oh man, that's something that I think in the back of my head, I was like, no, I literally cannot.
No, I understand. I completely get it. Someone at one point in my life was like, don't you think you're working like a little too much? Just because every time they talked to me, you'd be like, oh, I'm working, I'm doing this, I'm vlogging, I'm planning out videos, this and that. And they're like, this is a lot. And I was like, God forbid I let go of this opportunity. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Mm-hmm. And if I let it go, there is almost a 100% chance I'm not going to get it back.
Oh my God. Even like brand trip deals.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you going to New Zealand.
Oh my God. New Zealand being one where I was like, oh shoot, I really shouldn't go because I need time to, like,
now you can talk about your merch.
I know, I can talk about merch.
She had so much to do, but she got this once in a lifetime opportunity to go to New Zealand.
I was supposed to launch my merch, but I ended up having to push it like 2 weeks because of that trip.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was like, I shouldn't do this, but I was like, but I need to. It's like, so
now I've never really felt that burnout, but now talking to you, I'm like, wow, maybe I'm burnout.
No. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But it all makes sense as to why you felt. And also, let me say, I've never seen anybody, especially you doing it alone, like people like Smosh and what? Oh my God, Rhett and Link. They have like full production and teams and this and that. She does it single-handedly and every video is a full production. So I understand. I mean, it's mine or me sitting in my living room with my dog and my vlog camera, but like yours are full-blown productions and you film, edit, like everything on your own. So I completely understand.
I mean, I definitely now I'm trying to get help, and that's something that like I realized throughout like the process of the break-in stuff, that like I do need help because like no one can do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. And like when it comes to having bigger projects, you know, I remember being so mad because I would see people doing series or whatever and I'm sitting here like I don't even have time because I'm stuck to my once a week upload.
Yeah.
And I think like the hard part is that like every YouTuber is so different, and I know how much I overwork myself. Well, it's, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that your work ethic, it describes as to why you got burnout, and my work ethic explains as to why I don't. But the thing is, like, I know I still work hard, mm-hmm. but we just have different work ethics. Not to say that mine's bad and yours is better.
No.
It's just we work differently.
Yeah.
And I'm very aware of that for sure. Just being friends, I can always see when things are happening, like how you process things, how I process things.
I'm like, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, I'm not.
Which I hate using that word because I heard someone say that. And this is such a perfectionism thing to not like this. I just realized I heard someone say once that perfectionists are never good at what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Because they try so hard to be perfect that they don't do it and they just fail, or they don't even try because...
Well, perfect, like perfection doesn't exist.
But I just realized that's such a perfectionism thinking to not want to be that, because I'm like, yep. No, I don't want to be that because I want to be perfect.
Because I want to be perfect.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, so what day did you take the break? When did you like decide and okay. just do it?
Here's like the behind the scenes thing. I didn't even know I was taking a break that day. Like,
oh, really?
No. Everyone was like, how long before had you known that you were... you know, going to, it was literally like 2 days before I put that video up.
Really?
Yeah. So
I feel like I was there. I just don't remember.
You probably were. So Ashley and I went to Sweet Green, which is a salad place. It's like Chipotle, but it's salad. And I remember texting my manager, and it was the first time that I was so overwhelmed, and I text her and I was saying, I think I need to take a break. And it took me probably 5 minutes to type that up. And then I finally send it to her, and then I'm like, my heart's pounding and I'm like, my hands are clammy. I'm like honestly almost sweating. And then, you know, when you like want to tell someone something, but like you don't want to. Ashley was sitting across from me and I was like, so,
Oh, so you didn't even tell her before you did.
No,
it.
I just wow. like, yeah. And then oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
I'm getting Alfred, everybody.
I just remember like in that moment, like looking up at Ashley, and I physically couldn't even say the words.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell Ashley, because she looked at me and she could tell that something was wrong. She was like, what's wrong? And I couldn't even tell her that I text my manager saying that I think that I need to take a break. Because I realized how much...
Do you kind of feel like in your gut you knew with texting her that...
It solidified it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I knew the second I said it out loud that I would, like, have to do it.
Yeah.
Which is, like, whatever. So then I remember
I told Ashley, I finally get it out of my mouth and I'm like, I told Abigail, I think I need to take a break. And then after I said that, I literally had like a full on panic attack in Sweetgreen. Like I couldn't eat. I started crying. I was like sobbing. Woo!
You're fine. Take your time.
I know. I'm good. And like seeing how that was my reaction to only saying I think I need to, like, I don't know, but even in that moment, I remember being like, I don't know if this is the right decision, because what if I'm like if I take this break, and I knew it would be a break. I knew it would be like a month, like, or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I do this, am I murdering my channel? Like, am I murdering my career?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to work at the pita store again?
No, I get it.
I cannot talk more about third love.
Honestly, you guys, she just like randomly, I will just be sitting in complete silence and she's like, third love out of nowhere.
Literally, I always wear it. It's my favorite bra. I'm really not, guys, I swear I'm not just saying that. We were even at this event for a very, very famous lingerie company, which I don't know if I can say
won't
that.
Be sad.
I won't say the name, but everyone was like wearing their bras and I was like, yo, I'm wearing my third love
bra. She literally looked at me as we were walking in and it's just like decked out and like everything's like beautiful and all this holiday stuff, like gorgeous people. She's like, hey, I'm wearing my third love. I was like, oh, good for you, girl.
So we talk about it so much, but I love it. Anyways, it basically is this site online where you can take a quiz and it gives you the perfect bra fit. I didn't realize I was actually a half size. Why does no one else have half sizes in bras?
Honestly, I think a lot of companies should learn and adapt to that after seeing third love. In all honesty, I think it's a really cool thing.
My bras always used to gap and I hated that. Like, you know, like when you like hunch your shoulders, yeah, and there's, yeah, a huge gap.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore, I swear.
You're just supported. We love support. Yeah, I think it's super cool. And obviously a lot of other people do because over 10 million women have taken the quiz so far.
You can be 10 million in one.
Ooh, be special. And it's really awesome because there are actually fit stylists that will help you find your perfect fitting bra, which is very special. And we love that.
So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
That's so nice of them. Be sure to go to thirdlove.com/basic now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/basic for 15% off today.
It's a scary thing, but you also have to, obviously, it was affecting your mental health very largely if you were crying at a salad bar.
Yeah, I mean,
at the,
like,
idea of maybe doing it.
Like, I've never struggled with like mental health stuff. I've never even talked about this before, but like in that moment I was like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
Like, so anyways, after I decided that.
Were you on a break when we were in New York?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, a little bit before this. This was 2 days before Mother's Day because I uploaded my video on Mother's Day. I remember I took my mom to the Beverly Hills Hotel to have like a mother-daughter day, but I knew I had to upload and then the video got corrupted. So I remember I had to like go back home and then I felt so bad just to upload it. But I like knew and I was like, I have to get this up right now. Anyways, I'm a horrible daughter. My mom's listening. She's like, oh my God, stop.
Oh my gosh, she loves you. You're fine.
But rewind a few weeks before that, we had actually had gone to Creator Summit, which YouTube holds a summit for their like top 200 creators. And I remember, I think it was Ava or someone had mentioned that the Dolan twins had just come back from a month break. Mm-hmm. And I remember they were coming back or they had just come back. And I've never really talked to them, honestly, ever. But I remember looking at their channel and they were the first people that I ever saw take a break and it not hurt them. And I was so amazed because I was so jealous and I was so envious. And I was just like, you're so lucky. Like,
yeah.
What was that like? Like, I remember in their video, they were like, oh, like we're back and we're better than ever. We have so much more creative ideas. It was so worth it.
But you didn't look at that as like, oh, I could maybe do that too. You looked at that as you're lucky.
At first, yeah, I was like, wow, you're so lucky. But it did give me hope. There was like,
good,
there was
I'm
like
fine.
10% of me of like, oh, it can be done. You,
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because that was always my underlying fear of, you know, it's just all like, if I can't stop because if I do, it's all gone. Like, yeah, it's all or nothing.
Everything you worked for just would be gone.
Yeah. So then fast forward 2 weeks, I have my breakdown and I realize, okay, it's time to do this. If the Dolan twins did it and they're okay, like maybe I'll be okay. So
thank you, Dolan twins.
Thank you. Shout out. So yeah, that's when I uploaded the video. So it was only like 2 days before. It wasn't like this huge, like grand plan or anything. I just like uploaded it. And then I remember reading the comments and I just like sobbed.
I remember being,
everyone was so supportive.
Thanks, guys. Even like a couple of weeks later, we went to Greece and I remember standing outside that restaurant and these Greek girls came up and were like, which one, like, where's Alicia? And she, like, we pointed, like, you were like in the restaurant. They like ran in. They're like, we just want to say we love you. We support you. And we're so proud of you for taking the time off and take as much time as you need. And I was standing there with me and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. Like, that's
the
nicest thing. Yeah.
They were the first people ever in person to tell me that. I know. And it makes it so different when it's someone in person because it's not just a comment. It's like, I don't like,
they,
I,
they came up to tell you that.
Yeah. So like, it was weird. I definitely initially anticipated me to be all like yoga and zen and like not on my, on social media and like actually taking a break, which it wasn't at all. Me being my workaholic self, I dove into Instagram. Literally, I became a fashion blogger overnight. I went to every Revolve party.
You really did. We really went to Vegas.
I did everything. I made myself so busy because I was like, I have to be busy. I can't sit still. And that's something that I am still learning. It's hard. It's okay.
She's doing better though. Well, coming from someone who just like sat back and watched it all, I feel like you thought you were going to take this break and it was going to be nice and you could just chill and relax. But at the same time, I think it brought on so much more than you were anticipating at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some, we've talked about it a little bit, but even going to Greece, you would think, and, you know, from social media, it looks like we had a great time. I would honestly say it was probably one of the worst trips of both our lives, honestly.
But it was still great.
It was amazing.
See, that's the hard part.
But high highs, low lows.
Yeah.
Okay, a big question that I have is, what were your expectations with the break? Like before, you know, 2 days before you post that video, I'm sure, I know you fantasized about what was going to happen when you do make your big comeback, whenever it would be. But what was your dream scenario to happen?
I for sure thought it would be 1 month. Mm-hmm. And I would come back and my channel would be a full rebrand and it would be Alicia 2.0 and I would love all the content and it would all be original brand new ideas. Yeah. And the break ended up being 2 months. And I remember it took a month for me just to need a month. The whole second month, to be honest, was me prepping to come back.
I was going
to
say it takes a month alone. So yeah, you wouldn't have taken a break at all.
Yeah, it took me a full month to plan coming back to my channel, like from having a rebrand shoot to coming up with ideas to trying to pre-film, even though I still can never pre-film for my life. Yeah, like, so in total, I ended up taking 2 months off, which, oh man, by the end, I was definitely getting people being like, okay, where are you? Like the same people who in the beginning were like, take as much time as you
need. Girl, what did I tell you? They will turn on you.
The same people were like, okay, I know I said that, but like, where are you? Like, you don't need that much of a break. And it was so hard, especially me.
Oh,
like, it was just so hard because especially at that time, I had been planning for a month to come back. So I had been working still that whole month. And then again, me opening up about like mental health and stuff, I was just like, oh shoot. Like, that sucks.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. So like, I'm sure I lost a few like subscribers, but I kind of had to like come to terms with that. But I will say one thing, that like positive thing that came through just this whole journey and stuff, is I definitely realized, even if YouTube was gone tomorrow, like let's say I took this break and it never actually was able to come back, I realized how talented I am. And this is going to sound conceited, but
no,
like,
I realized
like how talented I am, like doing stuff like this. So I'm so confident, like even if I don't do YouTube, like whatever I do next, I'll be good at and I'll do that like confidently. And I think that's just like, I don't know. So I think for a long time I was just like, oh, I'm just a YouTuber, but like now I can see like areas that have strengths in, and obviously like weaknesses too, but like, you know, realizing like, oh, I'm really talented when it comes to like marketing or like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then so like seeing how what I've learned through YouTube can help me in the future, like that actually gave me a lot of peace, realizing that my channel still may not come back.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I think that's finding validation within yourself and not putting on your views.
Oh my God, it is.
I think that's it. And I like you talking about just,
sorry,
your,
I sound like a frog there.
Me every episode. Like, now. Oh my God. I think like hearing you talk about your merch launch and seeing you when you showed Uran and Murph the video her little, she did like a little merch trailer video thing, and she showed it to them at dinner, and it was the sweetest thing because I just sat there watching all of them because I'd already seen it, but just seeing how excited you were to show them because you were so proud of it because you work so hard. And not only that, you are so talented, and I tell you this all the time, but you're so passionate about it, and the fact that you know you're good at it and you know it, own it, and then seeing them so excited for you, screaming in the sushi restaurant in front of everybody, it was so cute. I just sat there like, I love my friends and I love how supportive everybody is of each other, and like they just wanted the best for you and were so proud, and I was so proud of you for being so excited about something and seeing you so excited and driven about it and something other than, you know, views or something like that. So
yeah, no, that long spiel. No, that means so much. Fun fact, I actually can't wear cheap jewelry. All of it turns me green. So I have to have sterling silver. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it sucks. I always want to buy cute little, you know, when you go shopping, you see all the cute accessories.
And they're super cheap.
And they're so cheap. I want to buy them, but I can't because it just won't work.
Yeah, it's just like a waste of money at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should look into Rebe.
Ooh, perfect segue.
If you guys don't know what Rebe is, they make designer jewelry with real gemstones, but without traditional markups.
What's really cool is they personally travel to the gemstone mines and pearl farms, and they have a direct relationship with the miners and pearl farmers, so that way you can be confident that you have good quality. It's not going to be like cheap plastic materials.
I personally have been getting way more into investing in nicer jewelry for myself too. And I feel like this is just an honest, like a no-brainer. Yeah. Like everything's a no-brainer.
And it's a good gift too for the holidays.
Oh yeah. Actually, I got this really cute ring from them. Well, I got it from myself, but your girl's got really fat fingers, so it ended up not fitting. So I gave it to my assistant as part of her gift for the holidays. And honestly, she loves it and it looks really good on her. And I'm glad that someone can enjoy it and I still have my fat fingers.
But seriously, the jewelry is gorgeous and at direct-to-consumer prices. And right now, just our Pretty Basic listeners, you guys can get 20% off with the code PRETTYBASIC.
Just go to rebenewyork.com/prettybasic and use code PRETTYBASIC at checkout. That's rebenewyork.com/prettybasic and use code PRETTYBASIC at checkout. How does it feel knowing that you pioneered this idea for so many of us YouTubers that it's okay to take a break?
I mean, I don't know about pioneer. I feel like I was like maybe the first few, but like at the same time,
I count you as a pioneer woman.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God. I feel like for the longest time I've been like waiting to be super passionate about something, yeah, as far as like a charity or something like that. And I feel like I've found my niche. Like literally I'm so passionate about this. Like when people say they are thinking about taking a break, like all of my attention, like someone could say, whisper that across the room and I will like pop out of nowhere being like, yo girl, let's get coffee. Let's talk. Like I am so like just being burnt out in general, especially like with artists and like the creative world. Like when you see a musician, you know, they come out with an album, they don't come out with another one 2 seconds later.
Unless you're Ariana Grande for some
reason. Unless you're Ariana Grande.
Which, thank you. Excited.
Thank you, Next.
Thank you, Next. But yeah, no, it's true.
Like, a lot of them take hiatuses. Take years. Yeah. They take a year
TV
or two.
TV shows,
you get a hiatus. Like the digital content, and that's the one thing that sucks about being an influencer, and people are going to say I'm complaining, but I'm not. It's just that now, needing more. Like, okay, you did that, now do that tomorrow. Even Shane, like, he felt that with his docuseries of being like, now what do I, like, people,
yeah,
I just
you
did
have to
that.
Keep
it's like, no,
it.
It's like, take a year off. Like, what you did in such a short amount of time is so amazing. Like, you can take time off.
I think it's because from the get-go, from the beginning with YouTube is, you know, all YouTubers who started and were actual pioneers in the YouTube world. I mean, I don't know when they took breaks, but at some point along the way, this idea of you need to consistently upload weekly and have an upload date
not
became
even that
a thing.
And then it became daily. And then
it became
so much content. Even me today, like I still have that mentality sometimes. I was thinking, okay, well, if I upload in December once a week, like I feel like I actually should upload twice a week.
Yeah.
And so now my calendar is like full and I'm like, wait, like I don't want to be filming all of December. Like I need to have a break. And it's that mentality of you have no boss telling you to go home and stop working.
Yeah.
You literally are like, okay, last year we did once a week, this year I'm going to do twice a week. That was last year with me with Schoolisha. Like I did like two times a week. And then even last year with Vlogmas, I didn't, you know, oh, instead of, you know, just through Christmas, I'm going to do all of December. Like
it's always topping yourself.
You're always feeling like you have to top it. And then the more you give your audience, the more that they just becomes normal and that they expect.
And then the sense of entitlement kicks in. And then it's just downhill from there.
It's downhill from there.
But I will say I'm proud of you for what you just said right now, is you recognizing that you want to take a break in December and have filming days off. That I recognized. I was like, oh, good for her.
Oh, no. I mean, I already decided I'm going to take a break, you know, top of the year, and like try to actually like do
it. That's my girl. Okay. So you had the burnout, had the break, came back. I want to know what was like when you came back. And I know it wasn't what you were expecting.
No, so I definitely thought I had to have all original content. This was my biggest thing, and this is me being me again. I felt like I had to prove that my break was worth it.
I know you did.
I had to literally, like, I remember the first month of uploading, I refused to upload a haul because I just didn't want people thinking, wait, why'd you take 2 weeks off for it to be normal content? To me, normal content wasn't good enough. I had to do content that like proved, oh, you took a break and now you're back and it's better. And I think that's one thing I did wrong, which I will admit, just because I was thinking like, oh, like now I have to prove it. Like I was so focused on that. For the first 4 weeks, I was so picky about what I uploaded because I wanted to show that I had evolved and that
the break was worth and they waited for a reason.
Yeah, basically.
But the thing is, your break wasn't for anybody but yourself and for your mental health. So you could have come back with the exact same content.
It was, but also coming from the side of, I think I uploaded a haul. Actually, it wasn't my Black Friday haul. It was the haul before that. My first haul on my channel, I think, was a month ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And there was a comment saying, wow, this was why you took 2 months off and had a video of you crying for.
First of all, screw you. I'm going to come find you.
But like, those are the comments we're used to getting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Like, you know, the first few videos when I came back, there was some hate on certain things, but overall people were saying like, wow, you're so obvious you took a break and it's so great and it's so worth. And I was like totally like feeding into that, just being like, yeah, it was like, yeah. I proved it, you know? But then there'd also be people every now and then being like, wait, so this is why you needed to cry and have a full meltdown and need a break. Like, this is what you upload. You know what I mean? And I was just like, oh man.
You know, you can't win.
Can't win.
You can't win, girly. But I get that. That's a huge slap in the face, especially when you have worked so hard and when they don't know how much thought you put and you spent a month planning and you were so meticulous with what you did upload in that month and then still get that.
Yeah.
Screw them. Thank you. Next. When you came back, how were your views? Were you watching them?
Yes. No. The weird thing is YouTube, at especially that time, I didn't know what was normal anymore. Everyone's views had gone from so high to so low to so all different places. Mm-hmm. People who were normally getting 6 million views are now getting 1 million views.
Yeah.
So when I came back, I genuinely, which I think this was a good thing, I remember being so confused because I was like, I don't even know what my normal views are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know.
Did you see that as a good thing or a bad thing, though?
I think it was good because I didn't know, so yeah. I couldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then maybe,
but you still
like,
did, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good.
Honestly, I remember the weird thing was, is I had a lot of friends complain to me, not complain, but like talk to me and be like, I think my video isn't doing good. Is it the thumbnail? Or like, I don't know. And they were so confused. But to me, because I had taken a break, I was able to sit back and be like, duh, it's your thumbnail. Like,
wow.
You know what I mean? So it did help so much, just even in that sense. So it was so crazy being on the other side, being able to see things so clearly. Of being like, well, that's why that's not doing good.
Yeah.
You know, I felt more like from the viewer side again.
Yeah. And at that point, I mean, granted, it was only 2 months, but you could fully kind of submerge yourself in the idea of being only a viewer.
Yeah.
And you're not creating content at that point.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, though. You told me to ask you about Taylor Tendergreens.
Oh, okay. So you already know my head and how crazy it is and how I overthink everything in life and how I'm a workaholic. They don't as much. They are now that they're listening to this. But for instance, I announced my merch, which is coming out, and I made this really cute teaser.
ShopAliciaMarie.com.
Cute, no, epic, freaking amazing teaser. I was so proud of it. Yes. So launches December 1st. Anyway, so I was with my friend Taylor and we were in Tendergreens. And this was 2 days after I had posted it. Okay.
Okay.
2 days. And I'm sitting in Tendergreens thinking about it because we were talking about my merch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dang it. And I thought about it and I was like, I knew something was wrong around the 22nd mark. I wanted to use this frame and I didn't use this frame. And it would have been so much better and so much more epic if I used this frame. I literally laid down on the bench in the booth and I was just like, ugh.
Like, I was so upset.
You were sitting just eating a salad and this came to you?
Yeah, I was so upset.
Were you watching it or just...
No. What? I'm crazy.
Are you okay?
That's no.
Strange.
No, it's so, I'm crazy. I literally am. But like, that's just like, I honestly, I was upset about that. Like, that's something that really bothered. Oh, we were talking about OCD.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's something that really, really bothered me. And I was just like, dang it, could have been better. And I was just like, Alicia. But I was able to catch myself now being good. Like, okay, it's still going to do good. No one else is going to notice except for me. Yes, that one frame would have been cooler, but like, it's okay. But I was just like, dang, like, why can't I just think about what normal people think about?
And that's still, the thing is, not to say you're not normal, but that's just not how your brain works. And so you have to kind of just accept it and understand that's how you are and work on it. And you are working on it. So that's all you can do.
But I'm like, dang.
No, don't be hard on yourself. That's funny, though.
That's funny.
I wish I had been there to see the temper tantrum and tender greens.
I literally
tender
like,
greens, temper tantrum.
Literally for 10, 15 seconds, I was just like, oh my God, no.
Like, like throwing your fist down and kicking your leg. Mom!
Literally. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I was just like, oh my God, I need to work on this. But luckily, yeah, like I said, I feel like now I was able to take a step back and be like, it's okay, deep breath. You're fine. You're alive. It's okay.
Honestly, I mean, I don't even know what the clip is that you're talking about. Like, no one knows except you.
But I see it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so.
Part two, but with just the one clip change. Spot the difference.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
And show you.
Oh, do it.
And I want to see if you can get it.
Okay, do it.
I know you will.
I don't know. You know me. I'll probably blink during that time. Well, I will say, sitting back and watching this all from start to finish, you have grown so much.
I really have.
You really have. And you need to applaud yourself for it because it wasn't easy. And even now, you know, the other day when you wanted to upload on Sunday, but you wanted to go see your best friend and mm-hmm. just like, taking time off for yourself, for your mental health, just for your sanity. It's important, especially because just like my weight loss, this is a sustainable thing. Whether it's YouTube or whatever it is, it's your own work ethic and you need to learn how you process things, learn how you deal with it, and then work on that.
Yeah, like something I've really realized is, you know, some people just dive it. Like if someone's stressed, for instance, mm-hmm. some people run out, like they go on a run outside mm-hmm. and I just choose to work. Yeah. Like that's literally like,
and both are completely fine.
Both are fine. Both can be unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I just happen to like be this way. So yeah, just trying to work on it and like,
you're doing realizing great, that, sweetie. Like,
yeah. So burnout is a thing. Take time off. Still struggling with it, but we learned a lot this year.
I want to ask, if anybody listening right now is dealing with burnout, whether it's they're a fellow YouTuber, whether it's with work, whatever it may be in their own line of work, what would you suggest to them? Any advice?
Yes. honestly, take a deep breath. Like, take a step back and, like, breathe and have a moment to yourself. It sounds cliche, but it's fine to take a break. And honestly, like, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel so much more creative. I do feel, like, refreshed. And again, it goes for, like, anything, like you said. Like, it can be literally anything. And a break can be anything. A break can be 5 seconds of just breathing for a second, you know, or it can be one night where you go to bed an hour early. Or, like, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be 2 months, you know. For me, it happened to be that. But, like, it can literally be anything.
That was good advice.
Thanks.
I'm going to take a breath sometimes. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me interview you, Loshi.
No, thank you. Hopefully this helps some people out and you get to see more into me, I guess. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, and all that fun stuff for more Pretty Basic.
Yeah, and be sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.